You know, you're really lucky. When other people try to get into character, they have to look to some external force, some outside agency. You, on the other hand, just have to look between your legs. Look down. Feel what's there. Feel it throbbing, dripping, ready for you. Feel your whole body oriented around the space between your legs. Your throbbing, needy cock. But this need, for all it does fill you, is different from the usual hypnotic exploration. Relax a little deeper. I'll tell you all about it. Get your body comfortable. I'm gonna need you to accept something for me. But what I ask you to accept is easy, because it'll make both of us, at the very minimum, aroused. And it'll probably make you pretty happy, and some other people as well. So keep an open mind, and listen closely. There are two types of preconceived notions going on right now. One is your conception that you might know the whole of what you are, or at least that you might know for sure. That your cock is something other than the center of your world. That your existence is something other than virile, vital, studying, fucking, breeding, pleasuring, offering, giving, and yet dominating, controlling, stud. All those words might sound alluring, but your body and brain are filled with the everyday conception of you. The visualization of yourself that existed outside of this hypnotic space before we began. We're going to set that aside. It'll still be there. Who you are is useful and important. It will be useful and important in your life going forward. But there are times that you can step into another way of being, another way of thinking, let it overwhelm, and then become. So the first preconceived notion is that you have to be what you came in as. In this space, at least, you can be something different. In this space, at least, you can explore, wearing another hat, another mask, another role, a costume, a character. But like all characters, it draws from the self, from the heat and throb, the primal lustful instinct. The confident desire that we will cultivate and explore together. So that first preconceived notion to set aside is the idea that change would be anything other than easy. You, as you were, are always a mask, always a character. You contain multitudes, and we're going to explore. You will be you, but exploring a side of you, more confident, virile, cock-centric, certainly, focused on the body. You're going to be very present in yourself. So as you're fucking, stroking, moaning your mind out, you may wish to engage in some meditation. After all, people say that being imminent and close in your body is useful for that. Again, you contain multitudes, the misconception that it is anything other than incredibly easy to explore a new role in this safe place with me. Well, that misconception can be set aside, that preconceived notion. This is a testing space, an experimental ground of character development. This is where you learn, explore, and consider. All I will ask you to do is consider particular options, but again, the throbbing, dripping cock between your legs can be quite persuasive. My words will open doors, but you will walk through them. Rigid, dripping cock, cum-laden balls, confident swagger, and a desire to pleasure. Please, dominate, explore, understand. The qualities of the stud. going through that door along with you. And that brings us to our second preconceived notion. You might have an image in your mind of what the virile stud encompasses. Well, my definition is sure to be a little different. This is true with anyone. But as someone who has considered what type of stud might be best at their function, who has considered exactly what you might wish to explore, I invite you to let me cultivate the experience, which you might then implement or not. So set aside preconceived notions of the stud. We will explore them, and then we will change them, add to them. Do it with me. And of course, if you're a little hard, or if my voice has you needing to stroke and explore already, well, that's just appropriate for the character. And honestly, it's okay. Even if you got off in the middle of this, it might just make my words that much more persuasive to the swollen, throbbing cock between your legs and the potential it promises. So let yourself go. Relax into my words, and I'll unwind a story of stud-bound existence, cock-centric living, kind of confidence, vitality, growth, exploration, and service through dominance and fucking, breeding, enjoying your body, the world around you, and the willing others who might let themselves enjoy you as you would let yourself enjoy them. The mutual building of a desirous tempest focused around your cock and their bodies enjoying it, and you ensuring their joy reaches a fever pitch. That's what it is to be a stud, and that's what we're going to explore. But again, relax as we highlight just what it is you think you are going to become, and what we could build together. Only your mind and the throbbing organ I have repeatedly brought into the conversation can make the true decision. But I know how to present an option. So let's get started.